attention with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. But we get a trifle weary of Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must come down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Tales can come true, it can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to the narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. More exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or it's on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you'll derive out of being alive. And here's the best part: you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Hey, this is David Jones on Anything Goes with Lise Avery, and I'd love to wish you and your family a great holiday season.
And that's not the best part at all, Andrea Marcovici and Young at Heart. The best part is that you can see Andrea Marcovici all the way from now through the 26th of December. Talk about your Merry Christmas. The celebrated singer and actress, lauded as the greatest cabaret star of her generation by the International Herald Tribune and the epitome of elegance and showbiz savvy by Variety, is going to celebrate and is celebrating, I saw her last Tuesday, the 2009 Johnny Mercer Centennial with her New York premiere of her show Skylark. Marcovici sings Mercer. It's all at the Oak Room of the Algonquin Hotel, and I know you're familiar with it, but just in case, 59 West 44th Street is where Andrea holds court, and you can call 4677-7444. That's 212-467-7444 for reservations. And I've got this article from Connect Savannah celebrating Johnny Mercer's sung poetry. And they said about Andrea, her captivating blend of expressive theatrical vocals and engaging stage banter is in high demand. And her annual engagements at such prestigious venues as New York City's Algonquin Hotel, New Orleans' Le Chateau Noir, and the Plush Room in San Francisco regularly sell out. This year, she made her Savannah debut with the premiere of a brand new Johnny Mercer retrospective, Skylark, which she created specifically for the Savannah Music Festival. And, well, she did research. And, well, you know what? I've got Andrea Marcovici on the line, so I'm going to shut up and let Andrea tell you all about Skylark at the Algonquin. Good morning, Andrea.
Hi, doll.
Ooh, doll. I like it. Thanks for waking up for
From
us.
From one singer to another, why not doll? Hey. We can be dolls on the radio today.
Okay, I think everybody will be down with that. What a treat, Andrea, it was to see you work. Now, I've been told for years I must see Andrea Marcovici work, and I want to tell everybody that when you go see Andrea, it's not just because her interpretations are terrific and because her voice is expressive, but because you'll learn a whole lot about the artist that Andrea is focusing on. So tell me, Andrea, how did this whole thing evolve for you, where you really have become a music historian as well as a vocalist?
Well, from the very beginning, since I came to cabaret work as an actress primarily, and I didn't ever feel comfortable on stage singing in the old-fashioned way where you sing an up tune and then a down tune and then an up tune and then a down tune. That seemed very vulnerable to me. I really wanted structure.
Huh.
I wanted a beginning and a middle and an end to my show. I wanted an arc. I wanted a play. I wanted an actual theatrical piece to give me a feeling of protection and a feeling of a through line and a feeling of a dramatic sensibility. So gradually throughout the course of my career, after my very beginning life as a cabaret artist at the Gardenia, I started creating themes for myself.
Uh-huh.
The very first one was Markovici Sings Movies and Other Love Songs, and then Just Kern, and then the World War II show, which is still to this day my most successful one.
Really?
And with every theme, I've found more and more comfort as an artist, because I can write myself a show.
That's fascinating. Now, we heard, before you and I got on the phone together, we heard As Time Goes By. Now, that one is from your movies show, and I guess an album that's available out.
Well, right now there's the Best of Andrea Markovici, which was lovingly put together by my executive assistant and my record producer, Leslie Alexander, and it took a long time to figure out how to do that. I sort of resisted it because I didn't want to pick my babies. You know, it's so hard after,
oh, sure,
you know, 20 years of recording to say, okay, this is the best. It was very hard, but I talked to a lot of fans about what they would want to listen to, and I listened to my heart, and I listened to Leslie, and we put together a kind of 20 years of recording, and it's quite wonderful.
It is quite wonderful. Absolutely, and that's the CD we've been hearing this morning.
Oh, yeah, we added two tracks that had never been recorded that I was doing recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a very beautiful recording. The biggest problem of it was to make it flow, because you're using a voice that has been changing over the course of 20 years, and you can't go back and forth between albums all that easily.
Oh, that's an interesting point that you make.
Well, so you as a singer should know.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have the same voice in 25 years of singing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the same recording studios, and you can't go easily. My biggest problem was you can't go easily from live recordings to studio recordings. You can't go with things that have applause and don't have applause, or laughter and don't have laughter, and
mm-hmm.
then sometimes there are things that have orchestras and don't have orchestras, so it was a very hard thing to do. It took a lot of work to put that together.
That's
a lot easier to go into a studio and make an album than to create a best of.
Certainly, and I think
yeah.
For those who are not as familiar with the recording process, of course, you've got a different sound when you've got a live room, and you get room
completely
sound and ambient sound, and as well as
completely different, and let alone the criticism of yourself. Who wants to listen to 20 years of yourself sing? Ha! Horrible.
Now
I resisted doing this for so long. Leslie had to, she had to force me to do this, the poor darling girl. But she's so intrepid.
I'm Lise Avery.
You know, the people that are closest to you get the toughest treatment. She's a darling to be able to do this, and she's terribly proficient at what she does. And my God, the whole credit goes to her. I really didn't do that.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, getting down and dirty
with Andrea
Markovici, who is at the lovely Algonquin, one of the most famous cabaret rooms in Big Bad City.
Oh,
I'm glad.
Oh, my God. I had a sellout all week.
Did you now? Good
I
for
did.
You. Well, then I shouldn't
I
give
did.
Anybody People the rest
are, of... are being forced to go to the late show now. Thank God. You
now,
know New Yorkers aren't what they used to be.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that they really, the late shows are the harder shows to sell. It used to be that it was so cool to go to the late show.
Absolutely.
That the late shows sold out very quickly. Now, people are resistant to going to late shows. But I forced them into it by selling out all the early shows.
Well, if you want to make some reservations for the late show, the number is 212-467-7444. And you mentioned that you were actually commissioned to create this Mercer show. Is that right, Andrea?
Yeah, I'm very proud of that. The Savannah Music Festival was, they could have had their pick of anyone in the United States, anyone at all, to create the 100th birthday tribute to their beloved hometown hero.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had a local person, they could have had a jazz person, they could have had a theater person, they could have had anyone, and they picked me. And that honor was a profound honor, and it was a mantle that I had to take very seriously, because I'm not local to Savannah, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked a year and a half on the project. And when I got there to deliver my show, I met with his niece, and I met with other people that knew Johnny very clearly, very well, and they were thrilled. And on the very first day that I debuted the show, I had 160 people. By the second show, I had 250 people. And then throughout the rest of the week, there was never less than capacity or overcapacity.
Wow.
And everyone loved it. And from that point on, in other places that I've taken it, it's been a smash. And I'm very grateful to Savannah for giving me the opportunity, because it will now be, along with the World War II show, I think it'll be one of my most popular shows ever.
That's wonderful. And, of course, I can assume that you are planning to record a CD of Marco Vici singing Mercer. You're not?
Nope.
Nope and nope.
There are too many Mercer CDs in the bin.
Interesting.
I think there are too many people that have done Mercer and done it so fantastically well. It's just... I think, if anything, I would like to do a DVD. I'm looking for financing now.
Ah, very interesting.
I'd like to do a visual rendering of this show as opposed to just an audio rendering of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much brilliant. I mean, everyone in the world has a Mercer CD, but not a Mercer DVD.
I think that in many ways, Andrea, that's very wise, because there's so much that you're doing that would get lost on just an audio CD.
I totally agree, don't you? I mean, just the jackets alone, right?
And the leg lift. I need to YouTube it.
I mean, how many jackets am I wearing? Four?
Guys.
I mean, you got to see the jackets.
You got to see Andrea lift her left leg. Do you do that every single show?
I mean, I work so hard to get that stretch going. And I better start stretching the right leg, or otherwise I'm going to start limping down 44th Street like Popeye or somebody.
Make reservations at the Algonquin at 212-467-7444, because Andrea Marcovici may tip over.
Mm-hmm.
And are you doing that? Are you doing that every night? The leg lift that I saw.
You better believe it.
Oh Lord,
otherwise
in a gown.
I'll lose my my mobility.
Hey, well, there's a lot to be learned there from a chanteuse who's doing the things that you're doing on
the
Algonquin
show,
stage.
Don't you think? I mean, who wants to record Old Black Magic the way I do it and not have it be visual? I mean, really, that's the weirdest, wackiest recording. I mean, arrangement of Old Black Magic.
And you're tuned
there's
into
so many
anything
other
goes.
Things, getting a man. I mean, you need to see the audience and their response and even Autumn Leaves. I mean, the fingers and the. I mean, everything about that show is very magical.
Absolutely. And I'm speaking with Andrea Marcovici, and I don't want to get off of your the way you researched this show, Andrea, because I know an awful lot of work went into it,
mm-hmm.
and you have in the Marcovici Sings Mercer show some real rarities that. Well, they might hear it on Anything Goes, actually, but in general, they're not going to hear it. And including some from Saratoga. And
yeah.
So tell us about some of the stuff that you found.
The way I always work is I read every biography that exists. So I read Jean Least, I read Philip Furia, I read Ginger Mercer's My Huckleberry Friend that she wrote. I then interviewed Ginny Mancini, Alan and Marilyn Bergman. I interviewed Jean Least.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the book. I talked to everybody I could possibly talk to. And then a friend of mine shared with me, his name is Morgan Sills, and he had done the very first Mercer tribute in January, and he had literally 5 pounds of songs. And he was kind enough to Xerox that all and send it to me. I mean, it was unbelievable generosity. So I went through all of his repertoire. I spoke to Bob Grimes in San Francisco, Miles Kruger, who co-wrote the book of Kimball, but for the very first time, the Kimball book wasn't out yet, the great big coffee table book. So that wasn't out yet. I saw all the movies that you can see, which is another way I work. Always I see the movies that reflect back to the composers and the lyricists, and that's the classic way that I work. But then I have to make this person real to me. I mean, I have to dig down and kind of commune with the soul that is past, the soul that is up in heaven, and I have to start making a way to either know them or love them. I mean, with Larry Hart, I really fell in love with Larry Hart, even though he was long gone.
Hmm.
And with Mercer, it was a little bit more difficult, because here's a thorny character. When you
really?
Read about Johnny Mercer, he's not the easiest person to love. So I found great empathy with him, though, and I gradually started to work on the songs. I played through at least 300, and then down to 200, and then down to about 100, and I rehearsed at least 90.
Wow!
And then down to 60. And there was there was enough material ready to go to create at least a two-act concert.
Mm-hmm.
And my first show was an hour and 50 minutes long, so mm-hmm. that was not possible.
That's a long
and
show.
Then in Savannah, the show was about an hour and 40 minutes long, and then we got it down to an hour and 30. And you know how unbearably painful that is. Down in at the Gardenia, the show was an hour and 35, and then an hour and 20, and eventually an hour and 15, and it's very painful. And on late shows here, it has to be about an hour and 10. So there are certain songs that don't get sung some nights, and I keep switching it around as to which audience would be happier with which songs. So there's occasionally a switch.
That's interesting. So
I can tell.
Yep, I
understand
that.
I can just feel it.
After years and years of performing in cabaret. Now, you've been working with your musical director, Shelley Markham, for how long?
Oh, my God. I knew him in the 70s.
Okay.
And he was my first accompanist at the Gardenia in 85. And then we went our separate ways for a while, and I worked with Glenn Mirbach. And then he came back to me about 14 years ago.
Wow, amazing.
Oh, I also worked with David Lewis, who is fabulous. David Lewis worked with Kitty Carlisle. So I've, but primarily Shelley and I have been joined at the hip for about 14 years.
So I've heard. Now I've got, if you can stick around for another few minutes, Andrea, I've got another cut from your Best of CD, which you is entitled As Time Goes By. I've got On Such a Night as This queued up. Can you set that up for us?
Yeah, that's Glenn Mirbach playing.
Uh-huh.
I think we're at the Plush Room, so I think that would be Glenn.
Okay. All right, then. And you can hang around and tell us a little bit more about the Algonquin?
With pleasure.
All right.
I love to talk about the Algonquin.
You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, speaking with cabaret chanteuse Andrea Markovici. And if you're looking for more information about Andrea, might I suggest you check out... it's AndreaMarcovici.com, is
it
not?
No, it is Markovici.com.
Ah, okay.
You might go all the way to Italy and be talking to a soccer player if you do Andrea Markovici.
Oh, cool. I found another Lise Avery in Quebec. There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, we are worldwide, and you could be you could be Facebooking a soccer player.
So let's spell your name so everybody can cue it up while they're listening. It's Markovici, Andrea Markovici. And here's one from her newest album, which I'm sure you can buy right there at markovici.com.
Oh, yes. You can be linked straight through to buying it for Christmas. Oh, and there's a Christmas CD, too, which is gorgeous.
All right. Cool. Marketing. You're on Anything Goes. You made me laugh very hard the other day, by the way, with your economy, your economy boosting remarks.
Starting the economy. Okay. Buy a CD, I go shopping. Okay. It's so true.
We're going to shut up now, Andrea, so you can sing. So shut up.
Music.
Shut up and sing. You're on Anything Goes.
Shut up and sing. I've heard that before.
There's something in the air that you can sense, elusive yet unbearably intense. The stars are hanging there in bright suspense as they prepare to light immense events. 'Twas such a night as this when Judy Garland swore, "I just adore him. How can I ignore the boy next door?" On such a night did Gershwin write his rhapsody. On such a set did young Jeanette sing, "Lover, come back to me." The stars were bright as this and glistened on the bay when tender, slender Cary Grant enchanted Alice Faye. What if I can't have Cary Grant? I'll carry on. I'll have an almost perfect night till dawn. Such a night as this, when gentle Juliet cried, "Forget that I'm a Capulet and set me at thy side." On such a night did Varley moon stood Lorna Doone in Lochinvar. On such a night as this did Robert Taylor sigh, as Garbo gave a little cough and wandered off to die. Lately I find I'm disinclined to reminisce, except perhaps on such a night as this.
Andrea Marcovici, on such a night as this. From As Time Goes By, the best of Andrea Marcovici, can be purchased at marcovici.com, MarcoVicci. And if you want to see Andrea in the flesh, she's going to be at the Algonquin until the 26th of December, performing Skylark. Marcovici sings Mercer, and the number for information and reservations is 212-467-7444. And if Andrea Marcovici is to be believed, and I'm sure she is, you better make your reservations quick, because they're running out of room over at the Algonquin.
I
believe that.
Although I'm as happily shocked as the next person about all the sellouts.
It's wonderful.
In this economy, you know, it's a lovely thing to see.
Well,
but it makes people happy, you know. The thing about this kind of music, and I know you know it because you're a singer too, and we should talk about you a little, is that this music, and especially the music of the Great American Popular Songbook, is... it makes people happy, you know. It makes people joyful. It makes people positive. I'm singing accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between, and everyone sings out, "Don't mess with Mr. In Between." No, and they get so happy. Now, what other kind of music does that?
Yeah.
So, yes, it might be a pricey evening, but people are very, very willing to spend their disposable income on such an evening because it's glorious, it's glamorous, it's marvelous, and they want something cheery like that. Plus, the evening at the Algonquin, the rosiness of the lights, the beauty of the Christmas tree in the lobby. I mean, it's something you just never forget.
Absolutely. Well, the Algonquin is such an iconic New York location, and I don't want to put this the wrong way, Andrea, but you're kind of an iconic New York institution yourself.
I don't mind being an institution.
I mean that in the best
means
possible
that I'm still
way.
I think of institutions as big fat banks.
There you go.
No, I am an institution.
Yes,
as long as I'm not in an institution. No, I don't mind it at all.
I'm going to put out some kind of warning. Do not speak with Andrea Marcovici before 11 a.m. because she's too silly.
I know. I'm very silly.
Is today your day off?
I don't mind it.
Is today your day off?
I get very giddy in the morning. No, a woman yelled out during the middle of one of my songs. I was starting to sing the other night, and someone, a big table full of women, and one woman just said, as loud as you could imagine while I was singing, "This is so New York, isn't it?"
Well, she was right.
It was so fun.
And let's talk about some of the songs that you are performing in your Skylark show. I'm looking at a list here. I see, of course, we just spoke about Accentuate the Positive. What else can we expect?
Oh, Something's Gotta Give.
Mm-hmm.
Skylark itself. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. There's a lovely little section that I call the letter scene between Johnny and Ginger, his wife, and, I create that at between Johnny and Ginger, and it's a P.S. I love you, and I thought about you. I do Old Black Magic.
Uh-huh.
I do Quarter to Three. Mixed in the middle, I put... I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart.
You did that
and
with a ridiculous amount of sincerity, that particular one. I have a feeling you're so grounded in that song.
Uh-huh. I wonder why. I wonder why I can't possibly remember being hurt in love.
Yeah, there
no,
you,
no,
there
no.
You
I've had just an easy, breezy sail.
As we all have.
I do dream and hit the road to dreamland.
Right.
And, oh, Moon River and Charade is one of my favorite sections.
Of course.
The Audrey Hepburn tribute.
Of course.
I do I'm Old Fashioned and You Were Never Lovely are in tribute to Fred Astaire. There's lots of yummy stuff. And as usual, people come up afterwards and say, I didn't know that Johnny Mercer wrote so many of my favorite songs.
Isn't that something? Well, the Johnny Mercer was so prolific, I think it also... And for some reason, it's true. His name is not known as much as the Gershwins or Irving Berlin, and I don't know why that is. I know I love him and I play him a lot here on Anything Goes, but it for some
you
reason, his name
so
is...
so many songs you know, but you don't know that he was the lyricist.
Yeah.
That's all. You're not associating him with it. And one of the reasons is that he didn't have the hit Broadway shows, and they're not revived.
Yeah.
He wrote for Broadway, but he wasn't successful, and there aren't revivable shows. So when you have a Rodgers and Hammerstein, and they're revived and revived and revived and revived, or an Alan J. Lerner, and then they're revived and revived, then you just think, okay, My Fair Lady, Alan J. Lerner. You think Rodgers and Hammerstein, South Pacific, and many more generations are constantly being taught.
Right.
Or you have Cole Porter, and then it just never goes away.
Right.
But Johnny Mercer actually wrote more hit songs that people have in their bones, or actually more catchphrases, like Jeepers Creepers. It's a catchphrase, and you have it in your bones. You actually know more Johnny Mercer than almost anybody.
Yeah, because...
Especially with all the Frank Sinatra.
It's part of the American folklore
and
backbone.
It's poetry.
Yeah.
I get more recognition value out of the Johnny Mercer songs than I do out of most of the evenings that I've put together.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, guys, again, the number for information, of course, it's the Algonquin, so you can remember that if you're driving and you don't have a pencil, and it's 212-467-7444, and to get more...
No, that's in California. 467-7444 is California. Don't call that number.
212-467-7444, no. That's in the press release.
That's in California. That's wrong.
Okay.
That's the California phone number. No wonder you are having a problem.
No, I'm reading off of your press release. Please call for information.
That's the number of the of the Gardenia.
Oh, isn't that something?
212-840-6800 and press 0.
For reservations?
For reservations, it's the 419 number. Is there a number there that says 419?
For the reservations, for reservations, boy, this is amazing. For reservations to see you, Andrea, it says to make reservations at the Oak Room.
Uh-huh.
It's the 212-840 number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But certainly anything but 467-7444. That's the number of the Gardenia.
Okay. Well, you and I can have this conversation off mic because that's very interesting. So let's do this again.
Okay.
212-840-6800 for the Algonquin.
Zero.
And Andrea says press 0, although I don't think the recording tells you to do that. So I'm going to give that number.
The recording tells you to hang on and find out the right number. If you have patience for that, I say press 0 and talk to a human being.
Yeah, really. 212-840-6800. Andrea, thank you so much for making time for us on this cloudy Monday, and stay warm. I know you're used to warmer temperatures out on the other coast, but we welcome you back to New York every year. And
I'm loving it. I like weather.
Then pretty much every day you must be happy if you like weather, because it always happens. You and I have a feeling we'll cross paths at another time and place.
As many times as possible.
Oh, you're very
Let's
kind.
Let's talk singing next time. I want to hear about you.
We will. We have friends in common. I was playing Karen Mason this morning, and you and I can talk about Christopher Denny, and we can dish at some other point. And I will call you about the issue on this press release if you would like a little bit later on. Anyway, we've got Jeff Campbell in the house, you guys, with hungryformusic.com, so you're going to want to stick around for that. He gives instruments away, Andrea.
Yay, that's great.
And we've got great tickets for jazz at Lincoln Center. Great tickets for jazz at Lincoln Center. Thank you, Andrea. Appreciate it. And we will see you again soon, you guys. Go see Andrea at the Algonquin and have a great experience learning about Johnny Mercer and seeing a New York icon at work. See you, babe.
Okay.
Doll. Bye. And it's Tom Waits' birthday today. So, we have had a couple of tunes, but have about a little bit more. Shiver Me Timbers here on Anything Goes. going sailing with Tom Waits, and we're going to be feeding our souls that are hungry for music, in the 11 o'clock hour with Jeff Campbell. Stick around.
I'm leaving my family, I'm leaving all my friends. My body's at home, but my heart's in the wind, where the clouds are like headlines on a new front page sky. Tears are salt water, and the moon's full and high. I know Martin Eden, can I be proud of me now? Many before me have been called by the sea to be up in the crow's nest. Singing my say, shiver me timbers, as I'm a sailing away. And the fog's lifting, the sand's shifting, I'm drifting on now. Oh, Captain Ahab, he ain't got nothing on me. Follow me, don't follow me. Traveling alone. Blue waters, my daughter. And I'm gonna skip like a by the moon in the sky, and nobody knows me. I can't fathom my staying, and shiver me timbers as I'm a sailing away. And the fog's lifting, the sand's shifting, I'm drifting on now. Nothing on me, so come on and swallow me, follow me, traveling alone. Blue waters, my daughter, I'm gonna skip like a stone, and I'm leaving my family, leaving all my friends. My body's at home, but my heart's in the wind, where the clouds are like headlines upon a new front page sky. And shiver me timbers as I'm a sailing. Oh.